Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Hello, Nail Pros. This is Avina, and I just barely slid into the hosting seat here at the Holiday Inn in Boca Raton, Florida. But you know what? I'm super stoked to have made it.
Absolutely. We are happy that you slid in, of course. Welcome to another great episode of Nail Talk Radio. I am Braden Yar, and you are what, in Key Largo? Well, not Key Largo, but I'm going to Key Largo, Montego, and where I'm thinking about cruise. Exactly. But you are in Largo, Florida, right?
Right, I am. Actually, I was in Largo, Florida today, and then I took a four-hour road trip with Michelle Davignon and C.J. Murray, and we are now in Boca, Florida. I have a class tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and that was a four-hour trip. So, I mean, I'm really glad to be here. No matter how close of a call it was, it's always fun and exciting at Nail Talk Radio.
Absolutely, and of course, 4 hours in the car with Michelle and CJ would have been a blast anyway, so I'm sure you've got some great stories on the road.
We were driving down Everglade. We were driving down Alligator Alley, and they said it's daytime that you can see the alligators in the Everglades actually sunning themselves on the side of the road.
I've been there. I've done that. I've actually had a plane delayed because of an alligator on the runway. So it does happen.
That's wild. Well, I haven't seen that. I mean, I see a lot of things in Texas, but definitely not alligators. Anyway, it's been an exciting weekend so far. But what's really, for me, even more exciting is that we have some really fabulous guests tonight. Why don't you tell our listeners who's going to be on?
Well, it really is exciting because we do have all of our educators from the Nail Talk Radio cruise. It may not be everybody who's going to be on the cruise with us tonight, but we are speaking to several of them. So it's going to be great to be able to speak to everybody. You know, I know we've got Elaine and Gwen, Tammy, Nadia. So it's going to be a blast tonight.
That's right. Well, let's go ahead and let's get some things out of the way here. First of all, I haven't seen anything yet posted about Oscar night. Have you?
You know, I haven't seen anything yet, but it's still early. There's still time to come. I mean, all the photos are being uploaded as we speak, so I know that there's been some fabulous sets of nails out there, you know, being done, and we can't wait to hear who did them and what ingenuity.
Well, what do you think is going to be the trend for Oscar?
I'm saying furry. I'm thinking they're going to go furry nails.
Oh, they're probably going to be nude.
I'd say probably nude.
What do you think?
I'm thinking you're exactly right, pastels and light colors. But you never know. Gaga's going to be there, so she probably went all out. There's got to be something crazy.
Well, we hope so. I've actually got it on tape, so I can't wait to see what's going on in the nail world on the Oscars. Now, y'all have to pardon me. I am in one of our global studios, as I had mentioned, and Holiday Inn in the lobby, and there's quite a few mature people walking back and forth in the lobby, and so if you hear any noise from that, maybe I'll just bring them in and interview them right on the spot.
Absolutely, you should. That's what makes it exciting. One of my favorite, it's always great to do live events. Of course, those aren't exactly, you know, nail techs with you there, but one of the best things about going to trade shows is running around in our meet and greets and interviewing people and, you know, hearing it from everybody. So that's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I know that we've got exclusive licensing from Royal Caribbean to broadcast live from the Freedom of the Seas. It's not something that we can just, you know, walk on the ship with our microphones and do. We actually did have to get Royal Caribbean's permission to host our cruise, of course, and to broadcast live from the ship. So don't think that even if you can't join us for whatever reason, and we hope that you do, that you won't be able to hear Nail Talk Radio go live from the middle of the ocean, wherever the heck we may be, in the Caribbean anyway. So, you know, we can't wait for that, too.
That is so freaking cool that we got permission to do that. I mean, I remember when we were on the cruise last year, you know, I paid some ridiculous amount of money to have the high-speed internet, which, by the way, I'd say is definitely not, I mean, don't spend your money on the high-speed version. And it gets cheaper by the day as you're on the ship. They start prorating it. But for us to be able to do our show live on the ship with, you know, the permission, we should have a good connection. Everything should go the way we expect it to.
Fingers crossed. No,
there's
always the Nail Talk Radio heart attack. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I can't wait, you know, and we can say whatever we want. We'll be in international waters, right?
That's exactly right. Okay, so on to some other business. I had posted on my Facebook page how stoked I was about being 3-zone certified with AeroVex systems. So I got to tell you, Texas is going to pull an industry first. AeroVex Systems is outfitting the education rooms at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas with 6 of the One That Works salon air purifiers and
6
of the latest generation Healthy Air Slim Nail Source Capture System with the dual intake arms. And what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to walk into these rooms and recognize that it is not overpowered with with the chemical vapors of acrylic like you would normally smell. Here's the best part. At the end of the show, they're giving $500 off. That's pretty crazy. So the One That Works, the salon air purifier, the one that's won all the Reader's Choice Awards year after year, is going to be $395.
What?
$395. That's $500 off the list price of $895.
Wow.
And then the Slim Source, the Healthy Air Slim Nails Source Capture System with the dual intake arms, they're going to come in. 2 of them are white, 2 are black, and 2 are gray. And they all have LED lights, and they're going to be $535.
For the dual?
Normally $1,035. You can get it for $500. And then at the end of the day, if you manage to get dibs on one of those units or even 2 of those units, you'll be 2-zone certified, you could literally ship them for $50 a unit back to your house.
Wait. $50 to ship?
Yep, $50. Or you could take them home if you're from Texas. File them in the pickup truck. And if you don't have a pickup truck and you flew in, then just ship them home at $50. That's pretty cheap. You can visit AeroVexSystems.com and see what it's all about. Doug Shun approved, and I posted a video today of this, all about it on my Facebook page and on the Best Little Nail Show Texas page. Check it out.
All right. And you're also working with Tats, correct?
I sure am. I have to tell you, being on the road for 4 hours, I want you guys to know that I did the coolest designs with logos. And the photos, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to post on my Facebook page, but the Best Little Nail Show Texas logo. I've got LCN barefoot logos, and I couldn't believe I just snipped them right off the internet with the snipping tool, which saved it to a JPEG, and I put it on the tray that had the 20 nails on it, stuck it in the Tats nails printer, and bam, in like less than a minute, I had a full set of full coverage press-ons that I'm going to be wearing in class tomorrow. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and that's Buddy Sims. Buddy Sims is their educator for that, correct?
That's correct. He does a really fabulous job, and they're going to be at the show at the Texas event as well. I can't wait to show you what I did with these logos and how easy it was. Y'all, the detail is pretty incredible. Now, one of the things I would say is that this is not taking away from the actual nail art that you could do by hand, but it sure helps those people who are not very talented in that department. And they have a few new things coming out that they're going to be launching in April at the Texas show that are going to blow people's minds. You guys are going to really be amazed by that. But one of the things that I'm excited about doing with my machine is we have this really great place called the Trader's Village. Brayden, it is really nice, what we call flea market, but it's not really a flea market. I'm taking it over there, and it'll be, you know, after the Texas event. I'm going to take it over there. I'm going to set it up on the table, and basically, I'm going to give it a go. $5 a nail design. All these girls are running around this little event. I'm going to really, they're going to be pretty surprised.
That's genius. So it's pretty portable then, right?
It is actually portable. It fits. It has its own case, and it's like no heavier than any of the luggage that I travel with on a regular basis. You have 50 pounds, which is your, you know, limit before you have to charge. And so basically, it's, I believe it's right at 55 pounds. And you put it right back in the box it comes in. Now, I travel in my truck with one of those little mini, what are they called, little hand trucks that you could buy at Costco. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple to cart around. I mean, I wish I had a case, but for what I'm getting with this machine and what I can do with this machine is just really amazing. So I'll post those pictures tomorrow for you guys to to see what it looks like. But until then, you'll just want to go on over to their website and look at the videos. You can also look at Nellie. Right? Nellie does videos all the time on him, and he does real... Who was the person he put on there that died?
David Bowie.
David Bowie. He did David Bowie?
I think Ruben did those.
Oh, Ruben.
Ruben did the David Bowie nails, yep.
Yeah, Ruben did some pretty incredible images on his Facebook page I saw, but also, I mean, you can pretty much put... I can put your face
on nails. You can do that. You've got my permission. No, actually... If you go to their Instagram page, Tats Nails, TATZNAILZ, they actually did some fantastic Oscar nails, too. So, you know, you can kind of customize it to your clients and customize it to whoever. It's a really cool thing. And like you said, as far as the nail art goes, I mean, you could use that as a base and color in or do whatever you want to do to make it, you know, personal, which is kind of cool.
Oh, you sure can.
Yeah. And that charges extra for that.
No need for stamping after this, let me tell you.
Hmm. What else do we got going on?
All right. Well, we have our guest tonight for the Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise that we have been talking about for quite some time, and we're gonna actually interview our educators. But before we do that, Soft Landings is proud to sponsor the following educational events. Now, it's a big year for Nails Only networking events and trade shows, but the next two shows that are coming up are.
We've got the International Beauty Show in New York. That is hot. It's coming up real quick, March 6th to the 8th. And also, America's Beauty Show, March 12th to the 13th, which we will be wandering the trade show floors with, there's the nail, what did you call it? The nail?
Scape.
The nailscape.
We're being the nailscape.
I was going to call it the nail nook, but the nailscape, it's more than a nook. We definitely have a huge spot there, which is really, really nice. And we've talked about that at America's Beauty Show, that they are going ahead and actually putting us to the front this year. We're not buried in the back. We are, as soon as you walk in the
nail
doors,
Central.
You turn there, it's Nail Central, which is really, really nice. And also, they've got the Next Top Nails Magazine's Next Top Nail Artist Awards, being announced as well. So it'll be a fun time.
Well, and we have been asked to come in specifically by America's Beauty Show to do the networking for the Nail Central area, which is pretty amazing. So I'm stoked about that. Listen, you manufacturers out there that are listening that have not signed up to go to Chicago Show, to the America's Beauty Show, should really give it a reconsideration, because I hear that they have listen to all of us and made a lot of changes, but we'll be there to report on that. Directly after that, we have the Best Little Nail Show in Texas, April 23rd through the 25th. It's going to be pretty amazing. 3 days of education and one, show day. And I'm pretty stoked about that. We're working hard at it, Donna Shore and myself. And then what comes up after that?
Willamette, the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event, actually. It's April 31st through May 2nd, which is going to be very, very exciting. I know that you're going to be there with LCM. So it's going to be a blast. That's such a great show as well. And it's in a great little area in Salem, about an hour south of Portland. And they've got great wine there, I'll have you know. So if there's any other reason other than the amazing educators that are going to be there, that's not a bad perk either.
I agree with that completely. All right. Well, guys, sit tight. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Splitting thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now there's IBX by Famous Names. IDX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IDX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.idxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with Nail Techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals. Isn't it time you join us?
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
All right. Well, we're glad to be back here. And we have a special announcement from enailcouture.com. That's Max Estrada. He is the new Point Black Diamond Mixed Bag. It's $5. He sold out for a long time, and then he's got it back in stock. That's enailcouture.com. The diamonds come in various colors and sizes, and all are only $5. The shipping, he has shipping that's worldwide. He says that you can apply your diamonds with the Candy Jelly Builder Gel and seal it with Shiny Gel, and they'll last forever. Use the promo code PINK New Candy Diamonds Mixed Bag in Black Diamonds. What's the promo code again? Pink?
Pink.
Pink. There you go. It's always pink with Max Estrada. Check him out at enailcouture.com.
That's right. All right. So we also wanted to talk about the BS brace, right?
I posted a photo of the BS brace, and I said it's no BS. The thing really works. I've been using the BS brace for a long time, and I just wanted to share with some people, you know, just what an amazing job that it does. And just let me clarify
Before you go on, let's take a step back and actually, what exactly is a BS brace for the people who are listening who aren't, you know, medical nail techs or who don't have that background? What is a BS brace?
Well, the interesting thing is you don't really have to be a medical nail tech or an advanced nail tech to apply a piece of fiberglass to the nail. Think of it in the sense of applying silk or fiberglass. What it is that when you have a nail that's really incurvated, it's causing you a little pressure and a little pain. This has, it's a very stiff strip of fiberglass and is designed to be glued on at a point on the nail that as this grows out with the nail, it starts to put torque on the outer edges of the free edge and pull the area of the nail that has been pressing and giving you a little bit of trouble. And so it's a great way to make extra money as long as you're not working outside your scope of practice by working on infected, fungal, or, you know, open wounds.
That's right. All right. So let's move right along, and let's get to the cruise. Before we talk to our educators for the cruise, let's give everybody a little bit of a heads up. The Nail Talk Radio Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise is January 7th to the 15th, 2017. So it's next year, next January. It's coming up really fast. I remember when we first announced it, it was last year, and it just seemed like so far away, and it is coming up really, really quickly.
Oh my God, too quick.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. You know, every time I step outside and there's a blizzard out in Michigan, I think, all right, Caribbean. But if that's one way to get you to buy your ticket to the cruise, make sure that you just step outside, feel the cold, and then think, all right, next year at this time I could be relaxing on a boat.
Exactly. But you know what? We've lined up some of the best educators in the nail industry to teach y'all how to nail those profits. New techniques, unique ways to build your business, and best of all, how to make more money. And it is not product specific.
You know, that's right. And it's really important to me to mention that this is Vicki Peters' baby. This is something that Vicki started many, many years ago. And we really are honored to be able to continue on that tradition. I hope that we make Vicki proud throughout this endeavor, because at the end of the day, it really is about educating the nail techs. I mean, yes, we're going to have a great time and it's going to be so much fun. But at the end of the day, it really is about teaching you new techniques and teaching you ways to make more money and taking care of you, you know, as the nail tech, to be able to support your families and to be able to go out there and make a living doing nails, doing something that you love, that we all love to do. So I think it's really important to say that I really do want everyone to know that it is our goal to continue on Vicki's legacy, what she put forward. So I do want everyone to know that we are taking this very, very, very seriously to make this the best nail those profits to see cruise ever.
Absolutely. I concur 100%. Now, you know, another good point. We're going to talk to some of our educators here, but I mean, what's better than uninterrupted relaxation on white sandy beaches? I mean, while you're learning, everything's tax deductible. Who are we going to speak to first tonight? And might I mention that we really need to go over where we're going again, because I'm going to a few places I've never been.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited to let everyone know that. At first, well, the cruise leaves from Fort Lauderdale, so I think that, you know, a couple of us actually who are going on the cruise have never been to Florida before, so that's a first for a lot of people, which is kind of cool. Fort Lauderdale is a beautiful city. It's not too far from Miami as well, so if you're in the area, you can head on down to Miami Beach. After that, our very first stop is Labadee, Haiti, and we have been there. And, you know, last year it was so much fun. They have Labadoozies, which is their signature drink. It's their own private island, so we'll be able to just sit and relax, and it's a true beach day, which is really something that I think we all need just to be able to unwind.
Then we're going to head on over to the gorgeous scenery in San Juan. I've never been there. Lots of fascinating history there. So, you know, we have Jessica Hull, who is I'm hoping we're going to be speaking with her tonight. Jessica is our cruise director, if you will. She's mm-hmm. the one that puts our events together where we all go on excursions.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's so much to do in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, really, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Lots of probably cuties running around there.
Hope so. After that, we are going to see lush tropical landscapes and have a bit of a chance at duty-free shopping in St. Martin.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. They say that St. Kitts, which is the next stop, has magnificent gardens and grand estates. And guess what? Black sand beaches, to which, you know, I'm going to have to bring some of that black sand back. I mean, gosh, black sandy fingernails, why not?
Hey, that's smart. Just be careful. Just be careful getting them back on the boat. But other than that, because they do those scanners and they're serious about seashells and things like that, you can bring rum back, but you can't bring any seashells back with you. They'll get you.
Right. That's exactly right.
But if it's in your sandal, how are they ever going to know?
Right.
With that said, you know, we've got 3.5 days of education. So, you know, our first educator who we're going to bring on is our friend and always a friend to Nail Talk Radio, Elaine Watson.
There you go.
Elaine, are you there with us?
It's me. Oh, my God, you totally caught me. I was packing my bag. I was folding my sarong, stuffing my bikinis in there. I'm already packing. I'm ready to go. Take me now.
I wish I was packing already. It's kind of like the educator kit that you just never want to unpack.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. For every business trip I go on, I pretty much pack, like, within hours of catching my plane. But you tell me I'm going on a business trip on a cruise ship, and I'm packing now. Totally packing now.
Okay. Well, what I want to know is, when you heard about this cruise, what made you decide to be an educator with, you know, the Nail Those Profits cruise with Nail Talk Radio?
Well, what most of the techs out there, especially the U.S. ones, may not know is I've done 2 educator cruises actually internationally with Vicki Peters. And a dealer that she and I worked with, our Italian distributor, did 2 of them back-to-back, 2 years in a row, and Vicki was my roommate. And so I kind of got the Vicki experience, but not with all of you guys. And it was incredible. Just, first of all, you know, if you're a nail tech even thinking about this, let's talk about when do you get to spend, you know, 8 to 10 days on a ship with people like the educators we have, and they can't leave you. Like, they can't go anywhere. They can go to a different part of the ship, but you can go with them. And to have, like, uninterrupted time, like, I charge people, you know, thousands of dollars when I go overseas and I'm gone for days. So get a vacation and get education. Oh, my goodness. You have to be booking this right now as I'm talking, I hope.
Well, really, seriously, I think one of the things that I know that if I were going on the cruise, which I know I'm going on the cruise, but I'm saying as a nail pro, being able to, you know, just come up to any one of the educators and sit at lunch, mm-hmm. and just talk. This is our opportunity when we're at sea to just talk about nails,
yep.
and learn as much as we can.
Are
you excited about
for
that?
Me, yeah, I would say for me, I am giving you a pass to pick my brain. Like, don't feel like on this trip you can't walk up to me and go, Haley, and I see you drinking a milkshake at, you know, at the, oh gosh, I forgot the name of the restaurant now. If they're famous for their milkshakes, I'm so going to be there. But walk up to me and go, I just want to pick your brain. Can I ask you a question? And there's no bad questions to ask. Like, hit me with those for, you know, the entire trip. Take advantage of these moments that you never otherwise get to have with this all-star cruise cast. Am I still there?
Absolutely. You are still here.
Oh, my
God. I'm just taking it all in. I'm just taking it all in. That's
yeah.
Johnny Rockets, the 1950s dinner.
Johnny Rockets, that's
Johnny Rockets.
There we go.
My mom turned me on to their milkshakes. And incidentally, my mom and my sister are coming on this cruise because I made it sound
awesome.
So awesome. Yeah, so definitely I'm going to be at Johnny Rockets having a milkshake at some point on the trip. I want to have a party. Like, I think everybody should join me at Johnny Rockets for milkshake and let's talk nail stuff. Yeah,
and there's also Ben and Jerry's ice cream bar, just in case in the middle of the night you decide you want something else too. Right.
Oh,
down there.
Lord,
that's
I know where I'm going to be in the middle of the night. You want to ask me questions? I will be burning those extra calories on the dance floor every night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sit still. Y'all that you know, you see me at business trips, you see me at nail shows, you see the pro Elaine, but I still have like a fun, childish. Like I want to party at night. I want to get to know, you know, these nail friends that will be my nail friends and my, you know, fellow educator. I think we're going to have such a blast. I just know it will be 24/7 nail fun.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I was going to say, I can definitely speak from last year. They've got theme nights. There's 1970s night. Last year we had a prohibition party, so we, you know, dressed up in our flapper outfits and went. It was a 1920s theme night.
Because I gotta add more stuff to my suitcase. I've gotta know these parties ahead of time.
I will fill everyone in on all that. Trust me. But you know, the prohibition
awesome.
Party was you snuck in the back door of one of the restaurants, and there was flapper girls and dancing, and you know, every night's a little bit different. There's a 1980s party, a 1970s party. It's a blast.
That's awesome. But
and let me tell you.
No. Yeah.
I was going to say, let me tell everyone this, too. There's a couple formal nights, so we all get to dress up. And last year I made the crucial mistake. I made the crucial mistake of buying a slim fit suit. And and that was great on the first night of the cruise. But after a week on the high seas when all of the food available is free.
That's why we have to dance every night. That's where you get your cardio in.
I'm going to need some of that. So I'll get back to your serious note, but just letting everyone know, just pack some loose fitting clothes for the end of the cruise because it is all inclusive. And you know, John, there's a little small surcharge for the milkshakes at Johnny Rockets, but
yeah,
other than
a little cruise space in that outfit you pack.
Exactly.
I love it. That's a good piece of advice.
We're all gonna starve ourselves before we go, so that'll be the time to unwind.
That's what you do. Drop the 10 before you go that you plan on gaining while you're there.
Okay, that's right. what island are you really the most excited? You're looking forward to?
I think definitely St. Kitts and Haiti. I have a soft spot for Haiti and all that they've been through. I haven't been to Labadee though, and I've been to St. Martin, and I've been to San Juan. Both are fantastic. I love St. Martin. St. Martin's a really cool island because it's, I think if I recall, half Dutch, half French.
Yes.
So if you're really adventurous, you can go to the French side and you go topless at the beach, do a little nudie sunbathing. I will not be there. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I won't be there either.
No.
We're going to be on the group excursion.
I keep myself well clothed. I will not be answering naked nail questions. Just putting it out there. But I want to see that black sand in St. Kitts. Totally want to see that.
Elaine, what for the cruise, what's something that you hope to learn from one of the other educators or all the other educators? What's something you hope to take home from it?
Oh, gosh. I can't predict what I hope to learn because it's something I don't even know yet. But I know each one of these people have such different techniques for doing stuff. Like, you could take a class from Nadia on gel application and a class from Amy Becker on gel application and get two completely different application techniques. So, mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't write off something and say, oh, I had a gel class, so I'm not going to go to this gel class. They're going to be so completely different. But also, everybody has so many years experience. I mean, if you look at everybody who's coming, everybody has been doing nails for so long that they're absolutely going to have some different tip, trick, technique, something they learned from a mentor that I hope to take home as well as anybody who attends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my goal is, you know, in any business education that I give, whether it's in my class or it's over a milkshake at Johnny Rockets, is to have people go away with the tools they need to make the money back that they invested on this trip. And I'm not talking like go home and raise your prices, because that's so easy. Anybody can say that. Go home and raise your prices. I promise you, I've been testing out my new class on my private one-on-ones, and I've got some awesome, successful ladies sharing like what they've learned from me and have implemented and are just killing it now. So I promise you the one thing, if you get time with me, come pick my brain or I'll do it in class. Promise you, you will go home with enough knowledge to make the money back that you invested in the trip and then some, because it has to be worth it. And then add on, you know, the 10 other people who are going to teach you something. Cha-ching.
That's right.
Amen Cha-ching. To that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know that out of the educators, are you looking forward to meeting up with any of them and learning something from them?
All of them.
Oh
my God.
Science.
They're all my buddies. First of all, you guys don't even realize. People listening may not realize. We all talk to each other all the time, and when we have a show or, you know, this cruise or whatever, it's an opportunity for all of us to get together and pal around. So, you know, some of these people I haven't seen since we were in Seattle at Nail Camp. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're all going to see each other in April and Texas, because I'm sure we're all going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at the Nail Pro show handing out the flyers for Nail Cruise, saying you better come. I'm going to do it in Texas. I'm going to be at Willamette. So, you know, if you see me at any of those, come up, talk to me, and by the time I'm done with you, you're going to be my cruising buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll definitely want more time, but definitely want to learn from each of them. Anytime I get together with them, I want to just suck the knowledge out of them.
Really? Really, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not afraid. I'll walk up to anybody and say, hey, I want to pick your brain. You can't be shy. Don't be shy at any of these events. Walk up to us, ask us questions, you know, take advantage.
Well, and the nice thing is, even if you are a little bit on the shy side, we have the, you know, group dinners where you can kind of take the time to learn, you know, everybody's characteristics and personalities, and it makes it really easy
mm-hmm.
because, like I said, by the end of the trip, we are all fast friends. I mean, you go to classes together, you have dinners together, and if you want, you can go on the optional excursions together too, which is really great. And you know, if you're up at 2 a.m, you can do karaoke with us too. So it all just depends on what you want to do, but. You know.
And it's a tax write-off. Oh, my gosh.
And it's a tax write-off.
Yep, exactly. I mean, that's the best part of it. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to spending some quality time with you. I know I'm going to see many of you guys over the year, but, you know, it's going to come before we know it. It's going to be here in no time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys on the cruise. Lane, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We have so many people to talk to here tonight. I know that we could hang out on the air all night.
No, I got to get back to packing. I got to pack the rest of the stuff. I got a lot to pack. Now I got to throw in costumes and stuff for all these parties. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay.
One thing we didn't actually say is how much the cruise costs, or doesn't cost, I suppose. Our cabin starts at $7.99, which really, if you're looking at 8 days with all the educators and the food and the dancing and the drinks, well, you know, the regular drinks, that's not a bad deal at all. There is a $250 seminar fee that pays for the educators to come out and, you know, teach you. But other than that, it is such a great deal, and it is a tax write-off, like Elaine was just saying. So, you know, we can't wait to have you all with us.
All right, who's up next?
Well, you know what, I want to bring on Gwen next. You know why? She is my bingo buddy. The cruise ships have bingo, and I know that she loves to play her some bingo, and I can't wait. You know, I was one number away from the jackpot last year, and this year I'm gonna win it at cruise ship bingo. So are you with us, Gwen?
I'm here.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
We can hear you. All right.
Okay,
so is this your first cruise? Are you excited? Are you ready? Are you packing?
This is my very first cruise ever. And as far as bingo, my mom won $1,700 at bingo today.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she can come along with us.
I need to bring
her.
She wins all the time.
That's so fun. I love it. She probably plays like 9 cards at a time, right?
Oh yeah, and the machine and the whole thing.
I was going to say, you got to get the machine.
Yeah.
The machine is great. You just sit there and you can have a cocktail and it bingos for you.
It does
for
you,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. All right, so aside from bingo, what are you looking forward to on this cruise?
Well, like I said, I've never been on a cruise before, and I've never been to an island or any of that. So all of it is going to be so new and so exciting. And then just to get to meet everybody and have that many nail techs together in one place that all we're doing is partying together.
That's exactly right. Now, you're a very well-rounded nail tech. I mean, you do acrylics and gel and 3D nail art and water and, I'm sorry.
And painting.
And painting, yeah. So mm-hmm. what are you looking forward to learn from everyone else? I mean, because like I said, you are very well-rounded and you are very, very, very talented. So what are you hoping to gather from the other educators?
Well, you know, there's always something you can learn from everybody, whether it be just a little trick or a tip or a different technique or even a different marketing technique
that's exactly
you never thought of.
And what are you looking forward to teaching? I know we haven't really discussed what all the classes that we're going to be holding are, but what's something that you want to share, something that you're just dying to share with everybody?
Oh, my gosh. That's a hard question. I really I really just started getting into like gel painting, and the shading that you can do with the gels is just amazing. And the blending, you can just, you can keep working that color to where you get just these perfect blends.
Hmm.
And I'm really excited about that.
Well, that's again. Listen, there's just so much. I couldn't believe how much I learned last year. You know, we did a little Nail Talk Radio seminar, and it was a lot of fun. But I got to take some of the skills that I had learned from Tammy Schmidt on the cruise, and I spent a lot of time teaching other people, not teaching, just showing other people what I had learned and relaxing. I'm super looking forward to that type of atmosphere where I can have that downtime and just hang out with my buddies. I have got to learn something from you, though. I mean, you have to teach me something. I have to come back with a new skill from you.
Oh, yes. I will teach you something new, I promise.
Well, this is good. So you're a cruise virgin. And so I guess we have probably going to have to – how many cruise virgins do we have in the educator group? Do you know?
There's definitely a couple. There are a couple, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, and I'm dragging my husband along with me. So he's a cruise virgin too, so.
All right.
Ah.
You know, and that's another thing that we need to mention again and again is that husbands can come along. Husbands, families, friends, everyone can come. And you know what? There's so much to do. We'll be in the classrooms during the days, but you know what? There's so much that they can do. There's you know, libraries, there's art galleries, there's you know, all sorts going on. So they'll be by the pool. We're learning a lot, but that's okay too.
Are you going to go on some excursions with us?
Oh, absolutely. I have to go snorkeling, and I want to do the zip line. I think it's in San Juan. Is that where the zip line is?
Labadee Lake.
Like amazing.
Haiti.
Haiti is incredible. It's supposed to be amazing. One of my customers told me about
it. I have to tell you, it is so much fun. I have to tell you, the bus ride up the hill is a little bit scary, but after that, that's the scariest part. You're on the top of the hill, you're all right.
Especially if you drink a Labadoozy 10 minutes before you go up there.
Exactly. It's the longest zip line over water in the world. It was incredible. And I have to tell you, I'm excited to do it again this year because the very first year, you're so focused on, all right, I got to stop myself. And so this year, I'll take it all in. I can't wait to do that too.
All right. Well, it's going to be very exciting. And what is it that you, do you know what you're going to be focused on? What technique you're going to be focused on teaching?
You know, I really don't yet. I kind of want to wait and see what everybody else is doing and see if there's something that we're lacking.
Right.
Because like Braden said, I'm very well-rounded. I do a lot. So I thought I'd kind of wait and see. But if there's something specific that everybody's wanting.
Right. We're going to be posting our class outlines on what you guys are going to be taking when you come on the cruise with us, and that'll be soon. We're going to wait till we get just a little bit closer, but we're pulling it all together now, and you know, if you guys have something in particular that you want to learn about that is not product specific, then all you have to do is post to our Facebook page, 2017 Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise with NTR. Just look us up, like us, and then say, hey, I really am dying to learn how to do whatever, you know, water globe nail or one stroke. I want to learn how to do one stroke really bad.
And
let
I
me
do
tell
one
you,
I know you do.
Oh, you do one. I do one stroke. You're a master at one stroke. Let me tell you that. I mean, I took a class and I can kind of do it. So I can't wait to spend a little bit of time, you know, learning from you, and getting it down pat. I mean, it's something that's
really. We'll be walking around with our little one stroke palettes and our brushes at lunch, dinner, breakfast. But Nadia also. She's a master at that one stroke technique. And so it's going to be cool for you guys to hang out so much from y'all. You know, that's the best part is that educators so often never have time to learn from anybody else because we're so busy teaching. Well, this is an opportunity for us all to learn from each other, and I am so excited.
Yes, I think that's like the most exciting part is to get to learn from everybody.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, so we probably will have a little induction ceremony for the Cruise Virgins. I'm definitely believing that Brayden has something up his sleeve. He just, you know, he likes to put on a show, so he's... Brayden, I know you got that taken care of.
I'm sure I'll come up with something, yep.
See, I can see him, and he can see me. He's blushing right now.
I'm just thinking we'll do the Rocky Horror lipstick Vs on their forehead that they have to wear the first day, right?
Oh, there we go.
That's a good one. And don't forget, we have Pam Black, who's getting married. And the night before, right?
The night before, I'm going to be marrying them, which is kind of exciting, too.
That's so exciting. I mean, that's super exciting. We'll be getting that all on video for sure. Well, Gwen, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you spending a little time. We love that you're sharing it with everybody. And, you know, you've got your friends all hyped up and excited. And this is, we're trying to reach a goal of, 100 nail techs. And we are doing a really good, great job of it. And it's definitely thanks to our educators. So I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
We will see you soon.
Yes. Absolutely. All right.
See.
All right. Thank you.
You want to break for a commercial before we go into our next guest?
Absolutely. Let's do that. We'll be right back with more Nail Talk Radio.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard. It's vegan, hyperallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
You know it's true. Men really do pay attention to pretty toes. If your clients have unsightly toenails, ridges, and deformations that might be embarrassing, put an end to ugly toenails. Introducing LCN Barefoot, a gel system specifically designed to hide discolorations while completely protecting growing toenails. Your clients can bring out those sexy sandals once again. With LCN Barefoot, their toenails would never look so good. Available in a variety of natural shades. Learn more at LCNUSA.com.
All right, I just want to send a special shout out to Michelle Davignon, the Director of Education for LCN, and CJ Murray for Center for Beauty here in Florida. I did a class of 19 students for Barefoot today, and tomorrow we have another big class, and I'm pretty excited about it. And so I just want to tell you guys thank you because you've been awesome.
They are rock stars. I don't know if I've ever met CJ, but I can't wait the next time I'm down in Florida to actually get to shake her hand because she's an incredible, incredible person from all accounts. So I can't wait.
All right. Who's next?
Well, you know, I want to talk about going on the Nail Eyes sort of excursions on the boat as well. You know, that was one of my favorite, my memorable moments last year, just being let out and being able to take a photo on the cruise. You know, there's so much to see. You know, if you go through any one of our photos from last year on my page, your page, Holly's page, wherever, you can see some of the amazing details and touches that Royal Caribbean has put into these ships. We're going to be on the Freedom of the Seas. There is a full casino. There is a theater. There is a cards room. So, you know what, there's so much out there that can inspire you to create brilliant nail art. And someone that I'm always look forward to spending time with is Holly Skippers. And you know, Holly is incredible at finding those small details and transforming them into works of art. So, Holly, welcome back to Nail Talk Radio.
Hey, gang. How's it going?
Hi, Holly.
How are you?
Not too bad. I'm up in the awesome way out yonder of western Nebraska tonight.
Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Yep. Nebraska. So definitely looking forward to some cruise time.
I was going to say, it's probably a little bit colder there than it is in, you know, Haiti right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly-ish, but it actually hit the 70s yesterday, so not as bad as it normally would be this time of year.
Well, 70s is pretty good. Hey, listen, the Nail Eyes is one of my favorite classes as well. It's pretty popular, and, you know, do you have any, have you changed up any? Have you added anything different?
The class is actually different every time I do it, because when I send the class out on their field trip to find things with their Nail Eyes, everyone brings things back that are different. And so no two Nail Eyes classes are the same, because what we go over in class is determined by what you bring back from your excursion.
And it really, really is a fun thing. So what was something that inspired you on the ship into your nail art last time? And what was something that you saw that you brought back and, you know, worked on?
Probably the main thing that I've brought back and used in the salon several times was there was a funny little hallway, and I don't even remember where it was, but there was a funny little hallway that had these little circular painting type things all the way.
That was
down
on the way
hallway.
Down to the casino.
Is that where it was?
It was on the way to the casino, yes.
Hundreds of them, and so I took pictures of tons of them, and I've just used them.
I took pictures of those too. Those were
those were the ceramic plates or the glass plates that had the colors in them. They were so cool. I took lots of pictures of those.
Yeah, I don't do the casino thing, so I just happened to like stumble across it one night, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and was just taking pictures of all of them.
And you don't drink, so you weren't stumbling, but you
right,
feel a lot
right.
of fun. Okay,
yeah, so
what
I other diabetics that don't drink, you can hang out with me and pick my brain, and we'll laugh at the drunk people.
I might be one of those happy.
As I say, don't laugh too hard at me.
Okay, so what out of this lineup, what is the place that you are looking forward to going the most?
Oh, that's a tough question. Probably I will pick a favorite once I do my research and know if there is snorkeling with turtles in them, and that will be my favorite.
Of course. Of course, snorkeling with turtles. That would be a lot of fun, by the way. I would, you know, everybody who sees anything that has to do with a turtle always tags you. I mean, all of us do, because we know
yes.
how much you love turtles and how, you know, that's a whole part of it. Maybe you can tell our listeners just real quick what the turtle means to you.
There are several different meanings. The easiest, quickest nail-related meaning would be I'm not the fastest nail tech on the block, especially when I started out, and it's never been something that I found is speed. And so the turtle is to remind my guests that the quality of my work is my focus versus the speed. And so when they come see me, they're getting winning results without having it be a race to the finish to hurry up and dismiss them out of the chair.
There you go. That is just, that's pretty, in my opinion, pretty profound and a really great way to outline who you are and what your business is all about. I think that's fantastic.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you're welcome. So, who are you looking forward to learning from in this group of educators?
Oh, tough question. I'm actually looking forward to learning different things from different people. They all have some pretty cool strengths. Definitely would love to see some one stroke with Gwen. I would love to see some more watercolor from Tammy. I'm curious to see Elaine show us some tips and tricks with the Click 2. I think that would definitely be handy for nail models. And I'm curious to see what you and Braden are going to put together. Nadja, definitely some gel tricks and some gel tricks from Amy. And then Tracy
and
Jess, Amy.
Too, she's got some.
Really helpful, like, quick tips and tricks that are interesting. And it's just fun to listen to them talk together.
Well, very good. You know, you're not a cruise virgin, so you know what it's all about, but it's going to be a pretty extraordinary time, and I think it's something that our listeners really need to get in on. It's one of those chance of a lifetime, I mean, of the year, I think. It's probably going to be the highlight of my year.
Mm-hmm. Mine too, for sure.
It's always the highlight of my year when I'm able to go. It definitely was. It was something that it took me a long time to save up enough in my career to be able to go. And I actually can't imagine not sacrificing whatever I had to make sure that I get to go on every one now.
Holly, what would be a tip from you for a first-time cruiser, a brand-new nail tech, someone who's just getting into the nail scene, who is, you know, for the very first time coming on the cruise? What would be a couple of tips or a important tip for them to know?
Definitely a couple tips would be leave some spare space in your luggage for souvenirs. Don't pack it completely full when you come. Also, maybe bring a few things to fill space, like maybe some bottles of water or some cans of soda, so that it does kind of fill in some of the space coming down, but you'll use it up while you're there so that you have the space to go home. Also, a Ziploc bag for your friends. Double bag all of your liquids. And
right.
A really good one that Jess told me was bring magnets, because the walls are metal, so you can put up your little cruise programs with magnets, as well as a eraser board for your door so that you can say where you're at if people want to come find you.
I love that. It was, you know, going in the hallways and having your dry erase board on the door, because we all do get a little a guide to where everybody is and, you know, how you can find everybody and get in touch with everybody. And it was so much fun to walk by your door and write messages and see what everybody else was writing and, you know, just knowing that people were having a great time last year. So I'm looking forward to that very much.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, if you're budget conscious, come down and go wireless. Go without internet. Those of us that chose to be missing from internet space for a week definitely didn't miss out on anything.
Well, I tell you, as slow as the internet really was, I spent more time being annoyed over the fact that I paid for it and I couldn't really connect. So, it's just intermittent at best. You can sign on in your room, but it's very slow. So you still have communication, but it's nothing like what we're doing nowadays, right, Braden?
Right, exactly.
Yep, so
yeah,
I agree with you there.
Just tell your friends and family you're going to disappear for a week and truly make it a nailcation, because we don't realize much time and extra stress that social media adds on to what we already do. And going without it really makes it a mental vacation.
You know, I do have to say that I'm going to pretend, I'm going to try, fingers crossed, I'm going to commit to going wireless this next time. So.
Okay, I am too. You are, I am. And
if you don't do it, I'll store your phones in my room. I've got locks for my luggage.
Well, I might not. I need to have it in my pocket. It doesn't have to be connected. It doesn't have to be connected, but I have to have it with me.
He's like stammering.
That's like an alcoholic saying, "I'll just have a little nip out of the flask."
I just need to make sure it's with me. Is all. Well, thank you so much, Holly. You know, we always look forward to seeing you and catching up with you, and I can't wait, and I know everybody else can't wait to spend time with you on the Freedom of the Seas Nailless Prophets of Sea Cruise.
That's right.
Ditto. I'm looking forward to meeting new people and hanging out with the old gang as well, and hopefully we'll see you guys in Chicago and Houston.
All right.
We'll see you then.
Thanks, Holly.
Okay, who are we interviewing next, Braden?
We are going to try and bring on Tammy Schmidt, who is an incredible watercolor artist. We're going to give her a quick phone call right now, and hopefully she is Canadian. She's international, so we are going to try and bring her in quickly. So just bear with us for one quick second as we're getting her on the call here.
Okay, and we're going to follow up this entire conversation with Jess, who is the, you know,
excursion queen.
Yeah, she's our excursion queen, and boy, does she have some really great tips for all of you
who are interested in cruising with us. She makes it a lot of fun. She's so organized.
Right. You know, that was another one of the things. I mean, obviously, you know, we learned so much. But as far as the social aspect of things, going on those excursions with everybody really, really made it, you know, all come together at the end of the cruise, you know, to be able to say that we went tubing in Jamaica with everyone and you know, you guys went on the snorkeling trip, and it's so much fun, and just it's downtime, but you're with like-minded people, so it makes it all worthwhile.
Yep, I agree.
We're going to try to give you one more quick time.
Okay. I hope y'all got some really good hold music while we were having a little
technical difficulties. It's the Nail Talk. It's the Nail Talk Radio heart attack. It happens every week. You know, it's just
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Hey, my hands are in the air this time. Totally.
No, that was me.
Okay, so do we have Tammy Schmidt on the line?
You know what? We don't. We're trying to Skype her in, but she's not coming in. So we can try and give her a phone call too in just a second here. In the meantime, though, let's bring on Tracy from Profiles, actually. Tracy, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Oh,
all right.
Yay, we didn't lose you. Thank
you know what?
Goodness.
You guys always bring...
You almost
you guys
lost
always...
me. I'm on Eastern time zone here, buddy. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, man.
I think
for
California
me, too. I know.
So
I feel the... And, you know, actually, Athena is in Florida, so she's in... She's what? It's 9. Oh, I was going to say, because we're all in Eastern time zone right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
It's 11 right
no,
now,
it's,
actually.
Oh, it's
11. 11
it doesn't matter. We're super stoked to have you on the air with
Thank
us,
you.
Even if it's only for like 4 minutes, okay? And so we know that you're bringing your whole family, aren't you?
My family of girls. We're bringing a whole bunch of Profiles girls.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's going to be so exciting.
We're excited.
Yeah. Okay, so you and your sister and a bunch of Profile girls, and you between you and your sister, you have so much to bring to the table. I'm pretty stoked about that. What is it that you are thinking about teaching?
Well, we're just – Amy and I are so – because we work in the salon every day and we are always trying new stuff and new techniques and new products. So we have all kinds of new little nifty things that we've created. So we have some products, of course, and then we have, like, you know, just artsy techniques. We're always all about getting our clients in and out in their hour time slot always and, you know, giving ourselves a little bit of a raise. So we love finding ways to teach people to make more money. That's our big thing. And excuse my voice, I'm sorry. Just, you know, I got my sexy voice on tonight. I get like that.
Yeah,
and I'm dehydrated.
Pretty sexy.
I know. I just, it's something I get. And it's so funny because anytime we travel and we do stuff, I'm always the talker. And I'm always the first one to lose my dang voice. But yeah, we're always all about, you know, teaching FX to get their work. And what can you do? You know, diagnose what the client needs, and you know, between me and Amy, her work working behind the desk, I also work the front desk at my salon. So I feel like we have so much knowledge and stories and things to share with people about, from taking the phone call when they call your salon to doing the nails to following up with them. I mean, from soup to nuts, because we do it every day.
You know, and that's something that really, I think, does need to be touched on, because I think a lot of the art of customer service is lost, you know, at different places that you go. So it's incredible that you're going to be bringing that to our table, and I definitely want to thank you in advance for that, because, you know, teaching those small little tips and tricks to make the customer experience better is so valuable. And it also definitely helps you, at the end of the day, make more money in your salon or wherever you may be working. So, you know, that's an amazing thing. So thank you for bringing that to our table. We truly appreciate it.
Well, you know, Braden, I don't like to miss out on stuff. You know me. So I said one of the biggest reasons for going on this cruise, too, I also want to throw my two cents in Vicki Peters was a huge mentor of ours, always wanted to be part of it. Sadly, we're taking part of it now that she's gone, but I do feel a little nudge that, you know, she's happy that we're doing this. So, number one. Number two, I don't like to miss out on stuff. And I saw this, the FOMO that people have been, you know, sometimes I Google stuff that people are texting because I don't understand it. So I said, well, I have FOMO. I have fear of missing out. And you know what? To anybody who else is listening, you only live once. We don't get these minutes back. And this is like work and play together. You would be out of your mind to not do this. You have time to save for it. You can take your family, because I think a lot of times people get a little, they get a little shied away from a big nail trip because they don't want to leave their husband or their kids or whatever. So I love that you have all, you have so much to offer people, and they have a year to pay it off. You know, you can set up a payment plan and pay like $50 a month, and all of a sudden it's paid off.
Are you sure?
That's exactly right. You know,
I don't know why people are signing up right now.
Well, they are, and that's a good thing. I mean, we are getting very close to reaching our capacity, which is great. Have you ever been on a cruise before? Oh, I know you guys have. I've actually.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're frequent cruisers.
Nice. So, what are your tips for a first time cruiser? Maybe not specifically for the nail cruise, but what's the tip for a first time cruiser?
I mean, I always bring a power outlet, a surge protector thing for my room because there's only like one plug in the room, number one. I always bring my Tervis cup for coffee because carrying those coffee cups around in the morning when you're, you know, maybe a little bit shaky, I don't know, and you're just trying to get your coffee back to your room, so I bring a Tervis for that. I know. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like that now on a cruise we can use our cell phones. I don't know. I mean, for what we use it for, to talk to each other mostly on the boat, because I find that I do always have my phone because I'm taking pictures with it. So I do like that we can inter-text each other. I mean, you know, using your either Facebook app or iMessage works. So that part of it's nice. So, I mean, for $5 a day, it was worth it for me to be able to find my kids. So...
There you go.
Those are like my, yeah. And now all the cruises now, you can you pre-buy water. This is a new thing. So they sell you a case of water. It's like $3.99. And it's a whole case of water that you don't have to carry bottled water on anymore, which is so nice.
And we'll ship to shore, our cruise ship company will have all the information on you know, those extras and additions and, you know, the drink package if you want to do that, or the water package or whatever you might. So it, you know, those are excellent tips. And I, you know, what are you looking forward to learning on the ship? What is something you want to learn? Because you're another one who's very well-rounded.
Thank you. I always pick up something from someone, always. And it's literally just watching over their shoulders, a new technique or it could be just a new color polish. It's amazing what I could have the same bottle of polish in my drawer, and I've sat and watched Holly do some nail art, and I'm like, why didn't I think of that? So I don't care how well-rounded you are, you will pick something up.
Well,
and you have a really A-list.
I tell you what y'all need to pick up. Y'all need to pick up their cover, their what's it called? Is it nude powder?
Yeah,
I was telling
nude.
You I love so much. Oh,
yeah.
My God, that nude powder is amazing.
It's so funny because Elaine was just saying that about nude. It's such a hot look right now. We have like six different nudes, and everybody loves all of them. It's a hot look right now.
Very, very cool. Well, we are looking forward to hanging out with all the Profiles girls.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you for having
us. Yeah, we're super stoked about you coming on, and so thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks for getting your friends all jazzed about it and getting people
absolutely.
To sign up. It's going to be so much fun, and I know this is just the beginning.
Agreed.
All right,
I hope it starts a whole new tradition for it.
Oh, my gosh, we do too. We're pretty excited about it and honored, as we had mentioned. And so the people here, I mean, gosh, we have 8 educators. That's pretty phenomenal, I think. And, it's going to be so much fun. So Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time. We have like a couple more people to interview, but I know that you're in our Facebook group, our fan page, we've got people who are looking for.
I love it.
Me too. We got people who are looking for, you know, cruise buddies for roommates and things like that. So thanks for all of your help in that department. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, tell your sister hello for us.
I will.
Okay. And we will see you very soon.
Thank you. Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Night,
talk to you later. Braden, are you there?
Oh, yep, I am here. Thank you.
Did we lose you? Okay, so next up I have Nadia on the phone. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, everyone.
Can you guys hear her? Go ahead.
I think you can hear me good.
I think so. I think we can hear you just fine. Are you a cruise virgin?
Yes, I am, absolutely.
Who are you bringing with you?
Sorry?
Who are you bringing with you?
I don't bring anybody with me, so I will be all by myself, and so I'm hoping to find somebody to hang out, and one of the most exciting things for me is, of course, that I'm rooming with Elaine Watson, with the wonderful Elaine Watson, but one of the most exciting things is that my birthday is on January 5th, and I will leave Victoria on January 5th and fly to Miami. And so that's the first time being in Florida, and the first time going on cruise, and the first time going on all these islands. So I'm very excited about it all.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday.
That's pretty phenomenal. I'm very excited. Boy, we have more reasons to celebrate, Braden. I mean, we've got weddings and birthdays and your birthday, and it's going to be pretty, I mean, darn.
It's one big celebration. That is absolutely for sure, you know. It's we've got lots to celebrate, which is very, really nice.
All right, so what are you looking, I mean, aside from celebrating your birthday, Nadia, and rooming with Elaine Watson, what are you looking forward to learning yourself?
I'm looking forward to two things. The first one is to visit all other educators' classes, because we usually don't have that opportunity. And the other thing is actually picking the brains of all other nail techs, because the industry is changing, and we need to know what are the problems and needs of our nail techs to set up new classes, to set up new workshop. And I have to tell you, actually, last year I met Elaine Watson just the day before one of the shows, and we met in the restaurant and we were sitting in the pub. And in that 1 hour that I spent with her in that restaurant, I learned so much. That's just incredible. So I think we will learn not only in that lesson, we will learn much more in between. So I am very excited about it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that, just being able to just sit and talk to, you know, the other educators. That's one of my favorite parts.
Just to soak it all in, yeah.
Yeah, just to soak it all in. And so I'm glad to know that, you know, you had gleaned so much information. You know, you are pretty darn talented. I mean, I've seen you put on, you know, do some pretty incredible stuff. And what is it that people want to learn from you the most when they meet you?
Sorry, I couldn't hear your question.
What is it that people want to learn from you the most when they meet you?
Well, I am learning from a lot from Russian nail techs and European nail techs. So that's what people want to learn from me, the European shapes, the Russian art. So that's what I'm probably going to teach. I sent you some ideas, and we will hopefully find something very exciting for everybody.
Well, I know that with the skills that you have, it's going to be very exciting. And plus, you're so funny. I love hanging out with you because you make me laugh.
And we loved your video, by the way.
Yes, we loved your video along with Tammy's video. It was, I mean, I died laughing. I thought it was so adorable. Didn't you think so, Braden?
It was so cute. I love it. You know, that's it really did show everybody all of the amazing things that there will be to do on the cruise, you know, dancing, nails, sunning. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, pretty excited. Okay, so we're celebrating your birthday, and we're going to be educating and learning. Are you bikini ready? Are you getting bikini ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that makes one of us.
I was going to say, that makes one of us, because I am not swimsuit ready.
Okay, well, you know, you're going to definitely want to listen in until the show is completely over, because Jess Briar Moon is going to be coming on last, and she's going to be talking about some really great tips. But one of the things that I want to make sure that I get to do is sit with you and pick your brain over, you know, this Russian almond shape, this extreme Russian almond. I've got to learn how to do that, and that's what I'm hoping you're going to teach me.
Absolutely. If you want me to teach that, and I can show you at any time or at the classes, however works.
All right. Is there a particular island? I know you're looking forward to going to all of them, but, I mean, is there any one that you're looking to go to in particular?
Well, as I was little, we heard a lot about Tahiti, but I never heard of, as I was little and grew up in Russia, as I said, I never heard about a lot of islands. So I think the Tahiti is going to be very exciting for me, but I'm excited about the whole trip the same way.
Okay, well, very exciting. Well, we really appreciate that you came on Nail Talk Radio to, you know, tell us how excited you are and share with us. And we appreciate the fact that you've joined this awesome group of educators. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and I see you soon in Texas.
Okay, yeah, we look forward to that as well. Okay, take it easy, and we will talk to you soon.
You know, she's
she's
an incredible artist, and you know, I can't wait to sit and soak up some of her knowledge, because you know, I've been at a lot of the same trade shows as she is, and I can just sit and watch her for, you know, 2 hours just doing her art and whatever she might be doing, because she makes it look so effortless. So I can't wait to be able to say that I can do it effortlessly as well after learning from her.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to be bringing on Tammy here. 1 second, and I've managed to do, you know, work around this whole technical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we. I just want to make sure I have her. So I tell you what, Tammy, text me. I know you're listening. Text me if you can. Are we sure that's her number?
Yes. Yep.
I text her all that. We've texted many times back and forth, and I don't recognize that number, but I'm going to give it a shot. We have one other guest beside Tammy coming on next, which is Jessica, and I'm excited about hearing what she has to say. She's always got the great ideas.
Yes, she does, and I can't wait to see what she might have up her sleeves. But, you know, getting back to the ship, you know, if you're interested in laying by the pool, there are, I think, something crazy like 16 pools on the ship, and there's a full-service spa. So if you don't get enough, you know, beauty business, you can go and get a massage, and you can go to the steam room. There's a fitness center and a gym if you are so inclined. It's there. Last year I went into the gym just to see what it was. I literally walked in, walked out, and said, "All right, I've been to the gym. I can say that I was on a gym on a cruise ship." But
yeah, exactly. My exercise is going to be picking up the fork and picking up the glass.
And you know, another thing about Jess is she always brings her daughter. You can, that girl is more well traveled than I ever will be at you know, 5 or 6 or, you know, however, you know, old, years old. But with that said, you know, there's a kids club, there's a teens club, so you can bring your entire family. And the nice thing is the ship has activities for them all day long, you know, so it's sort of built in daycare during the day, and they love it. You know, there's story time, face painting, theater for the younger kids. Then there's backstage tours and other fun nights, pajama night, carnival games for the older kids. So there's so much to do.
There's a lot to do. It's crazy. We're going to bring on Tammy next. Tammy, are you with us? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Tammy.
Awesome. We got you in loud and clear. Thank you so much. How are you doing this evening?
for the Canada Nail Cup in the morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm modeling for her.
Well, oh, that's awesome. Hi, Shannon.
In Vancouver.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey,
Shannon. It'll be great. We wish you the very best of luck. You're welcome. All right, so you've been listening all along, I'm sure, Tammy. You know, we've got some of the same questions, but what made you decide to join this group, this educator group for the Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise? What made you decide to become a part of this?
Well, I was actually on Vicky's last cruise to Hawaii in September 2013. That was the first time I met her. And we clicked, and I loved her to pieces. She took me under her wing and was mentoring me into the competition world of judging and running competitions, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, she passed away before we finished that. But that cruise was my very first cruise, and it was a life-altering experience. I challenged myself in ways I had never challenged myself before, getting in the water, swimming with the dolphins, went snorkeling in Captain Cook Cove, and, you know, we hit all the different islands, and it was an amazing experience, and I faced a lot of fears, and so I'm excited about all the zip lining, and yeah, I mean, with the turtles with Holly and that kind of thing, I think it's just going to be an amazing experience.
You just gave me goosebumps so big that I'm going to have to shave my legs again. And, you know, I mean, you just gave me goosebumps all over. I mean, that's, wow.
I'm getting out the chainsaw to get baby suit ready for.
Yeah. Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. It's been winter here for a long time, right? So what island are you looking forward to seeing?
You know, I'm an island girl, born and raised on Vancouver Island in British Columbia in Canada. So I love islands, and I am looking forward to experiencing every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good answer. Yeah, that's going
to
be a lot of fun. I guess another fear, right? Facing another fear?
Yeah, definitely challenging another fear there.
Okay, so tell us, you know, I brag all the time about what I've learned from you, and I think I learned it at like midnight. It wasn't like I actually had a class. I mean, you were kind to show me at midnight.
Up late in the cabin.
Right, at the retreat.
It was a bit of a private lesson.
It was. But I carried it with me in the last cruise, and I had so much fun doing that. And I look forward to doing watercolor with you on this cruise. I'm really looking forward to some of that time alone. But who are you looking to learn from while you're here, while you're with us?
You know, I'm excited to be in the company of nail technicians, because whether it's an educator that I'm with or a student that I'm with, I learn something from every single person. Everybody has a different take and a different perspective on doing nails and their philosophies about it and their approach. And there are so many aspects to this industry that you can learn something from everybody. Every single person.
I totally agree,
you know,
with that.
From business to how to handle clients, to applying gel polish, or, you know, the angle of your brush when you're applying acrylic, or there's no end to what you can learn.
Well, tell us real quickly, why do you think that people should go on this cruise?
Well, they've got, eight educators to learn from. And probably, you know, we're looking at about 100 nail technicians joining us. And so, you know, not only are people going to have the opportunity to learn from world-class educators, some behind-the-scenes information, and as well as, you know, learning from each other, because 110 offers. opportunities to learn for sure.
There you go. I like that. But that sounds like our new tagline, 110 opportunities to learn. That's really great. Listen, we want to squeeze Jess in before we get off the air. We've got 5 minutes, and I just want to tell you I can't wait to hug you when I see you again. Thank you so much for coming on.
I am so looking forward to seeing you. And I just have to put one word in for Jess. She was our basically our excursion director on the Hawaiian route, and you cannot find anyone better.
Amen to that.
She's a master at organizing groups of people and just helping us have a ton of fun.
Well, there you go. We're about to talk to Jess, but that's a really great one. So thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on the air. We're going to go ahead and bring on Jess, and we're going to talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks,
Sabina.
Bye,
Brady. See you soon. All right, Jess, you just gave us a great tip in the background that Vicki always used to bring a coffee pot with her, right?
She did, yeah. She didn't want to have to worry about getting the coffee that she liked in the morning, so she bought a cheap coffee pot and brought it on the ship, and she left it on every cruise after the cruise. So she had hot coffee sitting on her deck every morning. So, and she was a big fan of 5 o'clock BLTs. It's a little bit harder on the Royal ships, the Carnival ships. We got BLTs, but most of the time, our dinners aren't until about 8:30. So most of us, you know, around 5, we're ready for a bite. So we'd go out on the decks and we'd order a little free room service and have ourselves some BLTs, which is pretty fun. So there's some fun things to do on the ship that, you know, aren't necessarily nail related, but yeah, coffee pot.
Right, coffee pot. That sounds like a great one. You told me a great one, and I've been using it ever since. You said to buy one of those hanging bags. Mm-hmm. That you put your, you know, toiletries and things in, that has the hook on it.
A shoe bag.
The space is so limited,
right,
and you just
exactly.
Hang it on the door.
The over-the-door shoe rack. Normally they're clear plastic, and they just hang right over the bathroom door, and you can put all your toiletries on that. That's a really good one. Holly reminded everyone of the magnet trick, which is cool, and bringing the dry erase board. One of my favorite things that I've kind of started doing over the years was most of the time everyone's flying in the day before, so you're staying at a hotel the day before. There are no irons on these ships, so if you want to look good and you're worried that whatever you're bringing is going to look wrinkled, because it is, and yes, most people are walking around in very wrinkled outfits, but if you don't want to have to worry about having your shirts all wrinkled or anything, bring just a cheap garment bag. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be a really expensive one. It can just be one that you might put a suit in. And at your hotel the night before, get your clothes out and some cheap hangers, iron what you need and hang it up. And when you go to check your luggage, they'll actually hang your garment bag on one of their luggage racks. When they deliver it, it'll be delivered hanging, and you can just unzip the bag and hang your clothes in the closet, and you're unpacked in 5 minutes. So it's a really easy way to kind of get on the ship and be able to party right away and not feel like you have to unpack for an hour. And
well,
your clothes aren't going to be ready.
We have 60 seconds, and I mean, you got a lot of tips in.
You know, Jess, we owe you so much more time because I hope that we have you on again very, very soon, because we owe you more than what we just gave you, and I apologize for that.
I didn't get to talk about island time yet.
Oh, my God. Tell us you'll come back on.
I will come back on, and we will talk about these islands. I've spent a week in St. Kitts. I've spent a week in San Juan, and I've visited Labadee and St. Martin at least 3 times each. So I'm going to make sure we get some awesome excursions in that aren't going to be filled with 200 other ship people. It'll be our group, and we'll be able to go out and have an awesome time and pay less than what the excursions are going to cost you on the ship. So.
Fantastic.
10 seconds. You did a great job, Jess. We're going to have you back on so we can talk a little bit more about getting organized for the cruise. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Nail Talk Radio. That's it for this week. We're out of here.